This is earth-shattering news. If this were true with respect to the Bible, it would be the end of the Christian faith. It is true with respect to the Mormon Quad, and it ought to be the death of Mormonism. If anyone takes this information seriously, they will find out that Joseph Smith made the Book of Mormon up out of thin air because there's no DNA evidence, and the same thing is true with the Book of Abraham. There is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that he was translating information written directly by the prophet Abraham. This is made up out of whole cloth. End of story. These were funerary documents. Now, we were talking about polygamy and preexistence of human souls and plurality of gods as some of the doctrines that you find in the Lost Book of Abraham. Let me just read, Luke, something as a prologue to a question I have for you, which you've already started to touch on, and that is the whole idea of plurality of gods. This is what it says in the Book of Abraham, chapter 4, under the heading, "The God's Plan, the Creation of the Earth, and All Life Thereon. Their plans for the 6 days of creation are set forth." Here's the first verse. "And then the Lord said, let us go down. And they went down at the beginning, and they," that is the gods, "organized and formed the heavens and the earth." Verse 2. "And the earth, after it was formed, was empty and desolate, because they had not yet formed anything but the earth. And darkness reigned upon the face of the deep, and the spirit of the gods was brooding over the face of the waters." Verse 3. "And they," the gods, "said, let there be light, and there was light. And they," the gods, "comprehended the light, for it was bright, and they divided the light," or caused it to be divided from the darkness. Now, here you have a teaching which ultimately underscores the plurality of gods. What about the Book of Mormon, Luke? Doesn't the Book of Mormon just teach that there's one God?
Well, there is a, people who have studied Mormonism certainly would agree with what you've just stated, Hank. Mormonism is very confusing. If you had only the Book of Mormon, you would certainly come away, as you have indicated, thinking that there's only one true God, as the Bible teaches and as Christians and Jews and Muslims believe. But when you get into the Book of Abraham, you've just read and people have heard with their own ears, it teaches very clearly a plurality of gods. And as I indicated just before our break, this is really the one place in Mormon scripture where that is explicitly said in scripture. And again, what happens is Mormons are forced to go through a lot of mental gymnastics to try to relate this to the Christian public that believes that there's only one God. And what I have found in some of my conversations with very sincere and I think well-meaning Mormon people is they will try to equate the plurality of gods in the Book of Abraham to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as three separate gods. But you get no indication whatsoever when you read the Book of Abraham, chapters 4 and 5, that this multiplicity of gods is referring to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of the New Testament.